Because we love.
Good morning, Lenny Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, there he is.
As my daddy would say, here I is, yeah.
And your daddy, you were born in Little Rock, Arkansas. And
yes,
we are
sir.
In Little Rock, Arkansas on the road tour. Lenny, I always thought you were from Oakland.
Well, I grew up in Oakland, but I was born in Little Rock. I made my grand entrance right there. Yes, sir.
And how long were you here in Little Rock?
I was there until I came up to California when I was 18 months old, but every summer I went back and stayed the whole summer. So I know something about Little Rock. Yes, sir.
Every summer?
Every summer, yeah. Up at Granite Mountain up there. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you remember? What do you remember about Little Rock?
Well, I remember them houses didn't have a foundation, and they'd get out there and they'd wring a chicken's neck, and you'd have to be like a linebacker getting ready for that chicken once that neck ripped from that body, because you didn't want to go up under that house because you might be spiders or snakes or something up under there, and didn't want to go up under that house. I remember that, and just having a good time down there. You know, nice and hot mosquitoes.
You had country fun as a kid. What were some of the country games you would do to
right.
have fun?
Oh, we play hide and go seek.
And go get it.
I didn't want to say that, but because I think Mother Jones might be listening to something. So I didn't know whether I say that or not. Yeah.
Now, when you left and you went out to Oakland, you hooked up with Tower of Power?
Well, I hooked up with Tower of Power, and I started going to church out here with the Hawkins family, Ed Walter, the Stewart family, Slash Stone, his family, and, started honing my chops, yeah.
How'd you hook up with them? How'd you hook up with Tower of Power?
I was hanging out with Larry. Well, actually, I hooked up with Tower of Power years before they became Tower of Power. I had a record out. And somebody introduced me to a little band called the Motown Soul Band, and then we started working together, writing songs and stuff. And then, fast forward 3 or 4 years later, Larry Graham and I were writing songs. He said, "I'm gonna invite the band Tower Power to come over and put some horns on it." And they came through, and I said, "Oh yeah, that's a little Motown Soul Band I used to work with." And then that's how I reconnected with them.
So how many years were you with Tower Power?
Two prolific years. Yeah, right. Yes, we did three albums.
And you did What Is Hip, my favorite Tower of Power song.
What is hip? Tell me. If you think you know. What is hip?
If
you really hip? The passing of years will show. You in a hip trip.
Then you went solo.
Yes, sir.
And
uh-huh.
that's when you did Cause I Love You?
Right, I did Cause I Love You. Actually, I did it twice. I did it first on Motown. I didn't have the talking in it. And then Willie Sparks, the original drummer for Graham Central Station, suggested that I recut it and put some talking in it and break it down and did that.
Break down.
And then next thing I know, I'm on the Tom Jones Morning Show. Yeah.
And but Lenny, when you did... Oh, yes. So I'm sorry. When you did that song, were you in pain? I mean, because you said every word I say is true. Was that any kind of... Were you going through anything?
I was kind of going through something, but my producer at that time, Frank Wilson, who was a Motown producer and had just left Motown, he invited Andre and Sandra Krauss to come to the studio that day. So, they sitting there watching me sing that song. So, I had to dig deep and sang, as they say. Yeah.
What's the backstory of Cause I Love You? Is that based on a real relationship?
Yeah, well, it is definitely. I used to ride with this little young guy And so he came by one morning and said, "Hey, I want to do some songwriting." And I was like, "No, I don't really feel like it." Me and my girl kind of got into it. He said, "Well, let's write about it." So we went and sat down at the piano. And like I say, here I am. Yeah, yeah.
And where is she now?
Where is she?
Yeah.
Oh, she in the bed.
That's right.
Hey, she waiting on me.
She waiting on you.
She waiting on me.
Man,
you can still sing that song. I mean, I'm telling you, I just did a show. Well, not just did, but a couple months ago, man. And it's like an hour and a half. You drag it out, man. You sing that song.
You work that song.
Today, man, you still got it, man.
Well, I'll tell you, that song was, I think, about 7.5 minutes. And then when I found out that you get a little extra money from BMI when the songs are that long, I started trying to write every song.
And now you got a blues album out?
Well, I'm working on a blues album, yes, right, and I'm getting ready to do the blues tour coming up. I'm going to be at the in Little Rock at Blues on the River. So I said, hey, you know, I better go ahead and do me a blues song.
Home.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Yes.
Here's a little something from Lenny Williams Sings the Blues. Rock me, baby.
Rock me, baby. Rock me all night long.
That long jacket,
long jacket
with a lot of butt cane.
That's music you get pregnant to. That's making baby music right
there. You wait on me.
How does it make you feel when you hear all these young cats and sampling your music?
Well, I feel real good. I told my wife they be sampling so much. I told my wife I'm moving. Out by the mailbox. Lord have mercy, I was.
Oh, you gonna get
Lenny
them checks.
Williams, winner's hometown of Little Rock, Arkansas. Gotta be there at the top. You got 4 minutes.